Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is calm. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing cool breezes, making for a pleasant night. Haifa is slightly warmer, but the skies are clear across the major cities. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported that CENTCOM released footage showing a U.S. destroyer firing on an Iranian ship after it refused to stop for 6 hours. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post confirmed that Hezbollah attacked UNIFIL soldiers during a ceasefire. French President Macron blames Hezbollah for the attack that killed a French soldier. Also, a short time ago, Forward reported that Abdul El-Sayed, a U.S. Senate candidate, compared the Israeli government to Hamas, calling it evil, in an interview aired Sunday. Separately, Israel Hayom revealed the last photos of 6 Golani fighters who served together and tragically fell. May their memories be a blessing. And finally, Ynet reported earlier that Iran is denying talks with Pakistan as tensions rise, while the U.S. pushes forward and Israel prepares for potential renewed conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Iran's top military command accused the U.S. of piracy, according to Ariel Osaran, a journalist posting just minutes ago. They warned of an imminent response following the CENTCOM strike. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, noted that anti-Hamas groups in Gaza announced a joint operation. They accuse Hamas of deception and using civilians as shields. Charles Lister, a Middle East expert, reported that numerous Israeli aircraft were spotted over southern Syria tonight, heading east. Now for more on those stories. Starting with CENTCOM, Israel Hayom detailed how the U.S. destroyer engaged the Iranian vessel. CENTCOM's footage shows the ship's refusal to comply, raising regional tensions and questions about maritime security. Turning to Hezbollah, the Jerusalem Post highlighted the attack on UNIFIL soldiers as a breach of ceasefire agreements. France's direct blame on Hezbollah underscores the fragile peace and potential for escalation in Lebanon. Meanwhile, Abdul El-Sayed's comments, reported by Forward, have stirred controversy. His comparison of the Israeli government to Hamas could impact U.S.-Israel relations, especially with Michigan's significant voter base. On a somber note, Israel Hayom shared memories of the 6 Golani fighters. Their bravery highlights the ongoing sacrifices made by Israeli soldiers. Lastly, Ynet's report on Iran's stance against negotiations with Pakistan amid U.S. pressure signals a complex geopolitical situation. Israel remains on alert for any developments, turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reported that Turkey has been dropped from the top 30 global exporters. Meanwhile, China breaks records and the UAE climbs the ranks. Separately, CTEC revealed that an Israeli startup, Celeste, has unveiled lab-grown cocoa butter chocolate bars. This innovation could revolutionize the chocolate industry amid climate concerns. And finally, Israel Hayom Business noted that the consumer price index rose by 0.4% in March. Inflation stabilizes at 1.9%, with increases in vegetable, clothing, and housing prices. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.